Behind every big hit.
He will score! And the Twins win it!
And every key strikeout.
Swing and a miss, he got him.
There are a lot of important decisions being made on the diamond and throughout the organization. And now, here's your inside look at your team on Inside Twins.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Inside Twins. We're live here at Progressive Field on a beautiful Mother's Day Sunday. We have blue skies, sunshine, temperatures warming once again. Should be in the 80s today as the Twins go after a sweep in Cleveland. Danny Salazar today for the Tribe and Trevor May on the mound for the Twins. I'm Corey Provis, and our guest on our program today, we welcome in the Twins assistant GM and also team vice president. We say hello to Rob Anthony. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Corey.
First of all, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, including your beautiful wife, Lynn.
Yep, absolutely. Happy Mother's Day, Lynn, and to my mom.
Big plans today for the family?
Yeah, I think they're going to spend a little time together. Both kids will be home with my wife, and they're going to go out to visit my mom. And I know my sister's already over at my mom's, and my other sister's coming later today, so should be a good day for mom.
Hopefully all the moms and all the families tuning in today can also tune in to another Twins win as we dissect what has gone on this week. We welcome your input throughout the next half hour. You can reach us in two ways, Twitter, hashtag Inside Twins, or via email, insidetwins@twinsbaseball.com. But Rob, as we kind of focus on the team right now, 18-13, five games over 500, the offense has been locked in here now for a while.
Yeah, after a slow start, everybody was kind of struggling early on, and now each day somebody different picks a team up, and now the offense is rolling pretty good.
Has it been just one guy, or was there a certain game when you saw just something changed drastically where the offense was searching for some kind of consistency the first couple of weeks, but now the last 3 weeks everybody's involved?
Yeah, and I think we started playing better on that second road trip. I should say when we came home, we lost the home opener to Kansas City, but we won 4 out of 6 on that homestand. Went on the road trip, went 3-3. But I think one of the turning points for me in just seeing in the attitude was after we came back off that road trip and we lost the third game to Detroit when we had the 7-3 lead and we gave that up. It was a bad game in a lot of ways. It was a game that we got let get away that we should have won. But the players really responded and bounced back and finished off a very, very good homestand. And then even that game against Oakland that we lost 2-1, the players weren't down. They didn't feel like it, you know, it was the end of a big streak or anything else. They just were ready to come back the next day, and they've won 4 since then.
Yeah, this ball game today, in fact, will wrap up 17 games in 17 days, and the bulk of those games came on the recent 11-game homestand, and that's where it starts. You got to play well at home, something the Twins did in 2010, but up until this season, have not the last few years.
No, we haven't, and that's one thing. You know, you want to reward your fans, and when the fans come out, you want them to believe every day that we have a chance to win that game, And when you're strong at home, I mean, it like makes it a lot more fun for the fans when they come out and they know that the team's playing well at home and they have a chance to win.
Let's go back the other night. Eddie Rosario, I think you look back at the week he's had. This is going to be a week that I think we're going to remember, and Rosario will obviously remember forever. The home run he hits, the very first pitch he sees, the excitement in the ballpark. You're sitting in your booth a few booths down at Target Field. You're on one side, Jack Goins in the middle, Terry Ryan's on the other side. What was going on in that booth at that moment?
You know what, it was neat, Corey, because his parents and his aunt and uncle came up before the game. We had a chance to meet them and talk with them, and they were so excited about it. And when he hit that home run, and, of course, the cameras go to them, and you see that excitement, I mean, that's what makes this game great and so much fun is when you see that excitement and, you know, the player's reaction when he came back to give him the cold shoulder and then let it go. It was a lot of fun, and I know that just the players, we went on to win that game big, and that just kind of was, you know, another one of those days where something different happened to really spur and get us going.
When Eddie joined the team, Paul Molitor said that this was probably going to be kind of a short-term, you know, addition here to this roster. But when he said that, I thought about this time last year. In fact, it was in this city at this ballpark when Danny Santana joined the Twins, and maybe the same feeling was around who knows how long he was going to stick around with this team. His numbers at the time in the minor leagues weren't all that great, but he came up here, he produced right away, has not gone down since. Could Rosario fall in that same line?
I think anything's possible, Corey. When guys come up, they're given an opportunity, and how they respond and what they do, he's been given a great opportunity. Other than the first day up, he's been in the lineup every day, and he's produced, and he's done a nice job in left field. And so I don't think you ever say, you know, this is only for 2 weeks and you're going back down. You want to temper it a little bit so that a player's not disappointed if that's what happens. But we also let them know that, hey, play, make it tough on us. We're we need to keep you. So I wouldn't say that it's a lock that he goes back down. We'll just see what happens.
And meanwhile, Aaron Hicks could have taken that spot as well. The chance went to Rosario. He's making the most of that. At the same time, Hicks is not taking that and being sour about it. He continues to put up great numbers right now in Rochester.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's one of the most impressive things as we watch and we want Aaron Hicks to mature is that when he got that news, first off, he sent off a congratulatory tweet to Eddie, and that was good to see, and he hasn't let off the gas at all. He continues to hit. I think he's hitting about 330 and play good defense out there, so he's going to get his chance.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk much more about what's been going right. Also get into the pitching as well, get some injury updates from Rob as well. Rob Anthony is our guest. We welcome your questions via Twitter, hashtag InsideTwins, or via email, InsideTwins@TwinsBaseball.com. We'll continue more from Cleveland next on your home for Twins Baseball.
It's another season of Twins Baseball in the great outdoors. Brought to you by Target. Expect more, pay less.
Center for Diagnostic Imaging is the official MRI provider for the Minnesota Twins. With advanced technology, specialized physicians, friendly staff, and high-quality exams with fast results, it's no surprise the Twins choose CDI. And you should too. CDI has convenient locations throughout Minnesota and costs that are 30 to 50% less than other providers. If you need an MRI, tell your doctor you want to go where the pros go. Choose CDI. Visit mycdi.com/twins to learn more.
The Twins won yesterday, so you know what that means. 50% off large and extra large pizzas from Papa John's. Log on to papajohns.com today and use promo code TWINSWIN to get 50% off any regular menu price, large or extra large pizzas. That's 50% off Papa John's pizza today and the day after any Twins win. Now that's a steal of a pizza deal. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Super America is proud to sponsor our Minnesota Twins. Remember that with your ticket stub, you receive 1 cent off per gallon for every hit they record in that game. A deal that lasts all season, so stop into any participating Super America with Super Fuels and save big. Super deals, super savings, Super America.
Hey families, register to win 4 tickets to a Saturday Twins home game, including free hot dogs, sodas, and your own private tour of Target Field. Find out where to enter at OurFamilyFoods.com. The Our Family brand is proud to support families and family-owned businesses throughout Twins territory.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Inside Twins continues live here in Cleveland. Beautiful day. Twins after a 3-game sweep over the Tribe today. It'll be Danny Salazar for Cleveland and Trevor May on the mound for the Twins. Corey Provis alongside Rob Anthony. And Rob, I saw this note from the Elias Sports Bureau this morning. Torii Hunter became the first 39-year-old with hits on 7 straight at-bats since Chili Davis did so with the Yankees back in 99, something that the Twins manager, Paul Molitor, also did with the Blue Jays back in 95. Has Torii Hunter's production exceeded your expectations?
I'm not sure as it has exceeded, but obviously he got off to a little bit of a slow start, and Torii is kind of a streaky guy, streaky hitter. And he's obviously locked in now, but the thing he brings is that professional approach every day. So he gives himself a chance to produce every day. We said when we signed him, we understand and we know all the intangibles he can bring to the clubhouse and to the team, but we also think he can be a productive player. So the production, no, I'm not sure it really is a surprise.
Is he playing more than you thought? Because I brought this up with Molitor yesterday. I'm not sure what the plan was, that he's going to get a day every week. But has he been in that lineup, you know, after 30-some-odd games more than you envisioned?
Maybe a little bit, but Paul's cognizant of that, and he talked about yesterday. He goes, man, I know the guy's hot, but maybe I got to think about if I'm going to sit him tomorrow and just give him a breather and he gets the off day, or if we run him out there as a DH or what. He said he's played a lot. He said, I don't want to burn him out, but at the same time, Torrey will let him know, if, you know what, the legs are, the knees are barking or something if he needs a day off. But I think that early in the season with the as many days off as we do have, I think it's fine. And as the season goes on, Paul will pick the spots to give him a rest.
You know, a big storyline that we heard during spring training was, okay, if Danny Santana is going to be the everyday shortstop, where is Escobar going to play? There's a bat that you're going to want in that lineup more times than not. And I've been impressed with how open he has been. The player has been, I don't care, I'll be anywhere you want. Left field, some infield, short, third. The guy wants to play, and I can see why, because he's almost mirroring what he did at this point last year.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, you know, he misplayed a ball last week and misjudged a ball, and it cost us a run. But he didn't hang his head, and he ended up driving in a couple runs for us later in the game. And he's that type of player. So it's pretty hard to get mad at a guy who is willing to somewhat play out of position, and he's done a pretty good job out there. And we've been able to get his bat in the lineup, and he's gotten his bat going.
Does he have a swing that you could ever see shortening up, or is that who he is? And he's been getting some hits with two outs and guys on base, but do you ever see him shorten up with his swing?
I'm not sure that he's the type of guy that if you tried to mess around too much with it, you might lose him. And if he tried to do different things and started thinking more at the plate, I think he just reacts to pitches. He's going to chase some balls out of the zone, but he's also going to hit some balls a long way, and he's going to come up with some big hits. Yesterday, I think he picked one off the ground and rolled it through the left side for an RBI with two outs. So sometimes you take the good with the bad, and what he's successful at, you don't want to mess with.
Kenny Vargas also, I think, is doing a fine job of making another adjustment, and I think we saw him struggle there in that Seattle series. He chased some breaky balls well out of the zone, but then Tom Bernanski gave him a couple days on the bench, had him track some pitches in the bullpen, and the month of May, we're seeing, I think, a resurgent Kenny Vargas. Would you agree?
I would agree. He's doing a much better job, as is Santana and Escobar. Those are all guys that have to work on their strike zone discipline. That's one thing that they can work on, and it doesn't have to change their approach or the way they hit or mechanics or anything else. But if they just work to get good pitches to hit, they're gonna do much better, obviously, and not get themselves out. So Kenny's done a better job with that, and it's not an all or nothing. He's had some big RBI singles too.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some pitching, get into some injury news as well. Guys like Casey Fien, Tim Stauffer, Oswaldo Arcia, and Eduardo Nunez. As for Fien and Stauffer, rehab plans, have those been set? We'll get into that more and also talk some starting pitching with Rob Antony when we come back. Inside Twins on a beautiful Mother's Day Sunday here in Cleveland continues next on your home for Twins baseball.
Get that old clunker out of the garage. By donating your vehicle through the Twins Community Fund, you're actually turning your car into new equipment and playing fields for thousands of youth baseball and softball players across Twins territory. From giving inner city youth access to the game to renovating that rundown baseball field in your hometown, your gift makes a huge difference. To learn more and make a donation, visit twinscommunityfund.org. That's twinscommunityfund.org.
Hey, guys. Let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
So many buttons.
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me.
He's tangled up in the controller's cords.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world. But the love from his kids is totally apparent. Ooh. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Plan your next big event at Target Field. With many unique spaces around the park, there's a perfect fit for your event. Contact a sales representative to start planning today. Get more information at twinsbaseball.com.
My name is Tom.
My name is Cindy.
We give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
We know our time and money are going to the right places.
We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Inside Twins as we continue here from downtown Cleveland. Twins and the Indians coming up in a little less than an hour from now. We're taking you up to today's pregame show. Chris Atterbury standing by with that coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. Rob, let's get some updates, if we can, on the injury front. Tim Stauffer, Casey Fien, interval throwing program. Have you guys set, I guess, a schedule as to if or when both will rehab?
No, we have not. Stauffer, I believe, is going to throw a bullpen today back in Minnesota. And if all goes well, hopefully we'll be able to get him out in the next week, maybe on a rehab assignment, and get him back in games. But Fien is still on an interval throwing program. He has not thrown a bullpen, so there is no timetable yet for him.
Generally speaking, so a guy like Stauffer, will he throw just one bullpen, then be cleared to go, or do some pitchers, depending on the injury, need multiple bullpens before they can go out and begin their throwing program somewhere in an actual game?
Yeah, it'll depend. If he's not close to being able to pitch in a game, then he'll stick around, or he'll have to throw a second bullpen or a third before we would put him in a game. But the good news is he's feeling better. He doesn't have any more pain on his side. And so the health part of it is a positive. Now it's just a matter of progressing him to get back into games.
When is Casey hopeful of throwing that first bullpen?
We don't really have a timetable. He's on the interval throwing program, but hopefully at some point this week he'll be able to get on a mound and throw some pitches off the mound.
Has Oswaldo Arcia begun any baseball-related activity yet?
No, he has not. He and Nunez both are still a little sore. Nunez is probably progressing a little more. He's probably ahead of Arcia, who still has some pain. So I would say that it's still going to be a little bit of time before either one of them are doing anything.
I look back at some of Arcia's injuries, and last year with the hand or the wrist and also the back, and you can make the point that these were self-induced injuries by maybe overswinging at times. Have you been able to diagnose how this injury to his hip happened? Was this just a fluke injury during a game?
Yeah, it was just I believe it was in a swing in a game, and he felt it. He didn't say anything and thought it was just a little bit of a cramp or something, and then I think it was the next day that he took an at-bat and he rolled a single to right, and he limped out of the box, and we pinch ran, and he's been out since. So it's just one of those things that, you know, sometimes those guys that are wound tight, and he came in a little bit heavier this year. He could be in better shape, and obviously sometimes when you are a little heavier than you're accustomed to playing, you can fall to some of those injuries.
At Perry Castellano, the Twins' strength and conditioning quarter, always a busy guy, but especially on Sundays. Sunday's a weigh-in day for all the players and certain broadcasters as well, but we're not going to name any names with that. Starting pitching-wise, Phil Hughes, I thought maybe he found something yesterday, had a good rhythm going, but then the sixth inning and then the seventh inning kind of fell apart for him.
Yeah, they had a couple hard hit balls, and obviously Murphy got into that ball pretty good, and it all happened very quickly. I mean, double home run, and all of a sudden they've got three on the board, and he gave up another hit, and we made a change. But I thought he was moving, pitching well and moving things along pretty well, but he ran into some trouble there, and it all unraveled in a hurry.
Has Ricky Nolasco displayed any rust or just trying to find something as he's made two starts since coming off the DL?
Yeah, I think as much as anything, he's got to work on his mechanics a little bit. He's still flying open, and that leaves some balls up, and his fastball's been maybe a little straighter than in the past. He doesn't have as much sink, so he's working on it, and I think it's a work in progress. But when you're out, especially after spring training, you're kind of on a roll. He pitched pretty well in spring training, and he's in great shape, and he was ready to go. And then after one start, he was on the shelf, so he's kind of regrouping now.
Because of these mechanical issues, in hindsight, would it have been better off to have him go rehab somewhere, get a start or two in the minor leagues?
Well, he went down and got a start for Cedar Rapids, and he threw the ball well, and he felt good. He had good velocity. His breaking ball was good, and so he showed every indication that he was ready to go. But there's no substitute for a major league game and making the adjustments when you're out there and competing. So I think he's going to be fine. It's just going to taking a little bit of time.
The big inning that we saw the Indians have against Phil Hughes, and it happened rather quickly. The guy going today and also Kyle Gibson, those two have avoided that, haven't they? They haven't given up. Yeah, they've scattered some hits and found themselves in some jams, but, you know, Gibson has gotten out of it despite not striking out many batters, and May is getting out of it as well, using that changeup to both sides.
Yeah, and that's the thing is Trevor has that changeup to go to, and he mixes in the breaking ball, and he's done a nice job of elevating his fastball at times. In fact, he pitches similar to Phil Hughes sometimes, where he can throw fastballs down in the zone and then he could change to the eye level and strike some guys out with a high fastball, which Phil did quite well last year, and I'm sure he'll continue that this year. But both those guys, you're right, and that it's a glaring thing because it's something that has plagued both of them in the past. When Trevor came up last year, he was susceptible to that big inning, and he just had a tough time with damage control. And this year, he's done a much better job. When he starts giving up some hits or walks a guy, he stays composed, gets out of the inning, and gets back on track.
Last question before we take our last time out. Long term, does Trevor May project to be more of a strikeout pitcher than Kyle Gibson?
I believe so. I think he's got that strikeout pitch. I think Gibson, with his sinker and slider, as long as he works down in the zone, he's not going to give up as many home runs as Trevor might. But he's going to get a lot of ground balls. He's going to throw a lot of strikes, but he probably won't have as many strikeouts.
Could Gibson, though, get some more strikeouts? Could he be more aggressive when he's got two strikes on a right-handed batter with that slider?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, as he gets more experience and more confidence and everything else, he's gonna make some adjustments. He's a bright guy, and he has the pitches. I think he will in the future strike more guys out. And just like May, who had some command issues and control issues when he first came up, I think he's made adjustments and now is able to throw quality pitches in the zone and attack the zone with confidence.
I will take our last break. When we come back, we'll dip into the minor leagues as we wrap up Inside Twins with Rob Anthony next on your home for Twins baseball.
Meet Maggie. Nothing thrilled Maggie until she discovered the Minnesota Lottery's new Make My Day family of games. Now everything makes her day.
Small coffee, Maggie.
Yes!
Maggie, party of two, your table is ready.
Booyah!
Prescription for Maggie.
Play Make My Day, week, month, or year for the chance to win up to $200,000. Chance is a beautiful thing. Must be 18 or older. MNLottery.com.
Hey, Twins fans. Chevrolet now offers great selection on pickups available, including the 2015 Silverado from the family of the most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickups on the road. Or choose the 2015 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the all-new Chevy Colorado. See all the latest offers at ChevyDealOnline.com or visit your select Heartland Chevy dealers. Proud sponsors of Minnesota Twins baseball. Dependability based on longevity, 1987 to April 2013. Full-size pickup registrations.
Don't let a sports injury keep you from achieving your goals. Mayo Clinic Sports Medicine Center's physical medicine and rehabilitation physicians are world leaders in providing non-operative treatment for musculoskeletal injuries to help you recover quickly and perform your best. It's sports medicine designed by Mayo Clinic experts. Make your appointment today at Mayo Clinic Square in Minneapolis or Mayo Clinic in Rochester. Mayo Clinic is changing your game.
Take the muscle out of mowing with Toro's new all-wheel drive recycler walk mower. All-wheel drive provides you extra traction for hills and uneven areas. The personal paced automatic drive system senses and smoothly adjusts to your walking pace. And Toro's recycler cutting system clips clippings into a fine mulch for a healthy, lush lawn. See the Toro recycler all-wheel drive mower with smart features and proven dependability at these retailers. Hugo Equipment Company in Hugo, Mankey's Outdoor Equipment in Owatonna, Acme Tools in Plymouth, Duluth, Bemidji, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot.
Whether you own or rent, you have a home. And whether you own or lease, you have a car. In most cases, these are the most valuable investments you've ever made. and these things need to be insured by someone you can depend on. West Bend's home and highway policy covers your home, your car, motorcycle, boat, classic car, even the family pet. All with one premium and one deductible. It might be the smartest investment you'll ever make. To find out more about West Bend, visit thesilverlining.com.
It's the road tripping deal of 2015 thanks to Twins Trips. From July 2nd through the 5th, you'll catch three games in Kansas City as the Twins take on the defending American League champion Royals. The deal includes travel, deluxe hotel accommodations, tickets to the games, a reception, admission to the Negro League Baseball Museum, and more. Plus, your host for the trip, Twins legend Tony Oliva. Call 612-276-3824 or contact Target Field Events at twinsbaseball.com to book your Twins trip today.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Wrapping things up inside Twins with Rob Anthony. Rob, we do have an email question. Connor from Minneapolis wants to know about Byron Buxton. Been quite the story the last couple of weeks. What more do you and Terry need to see before he moves his way up?
Well, there's just a consistency, and he has continued to play better, and he's been hot. So you want to see players play their way out of leagues, and they don't do that in a couple weeks. You got to do that over some course of time. So he continues to play, he'll be just fine.
Does he need to truly dominate to completely bypass AAA and reach the big leagues, not just put up good numbers but dominate to skip a league?
Yeah, I think we would have to see and believe that he could make that transition from AA to the major leagues. And he definitely has a lot of tools, and he'll be an exciting player to watch. But at the same time, you don't want to bring him too early where he's in over his head.
Great job on the road trip. The other guy struggling on the road. You're doing pretty well.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can keep it up. And happy Mother's Day to Dana. I hope her and Coop have a good day.
Thanks, buddy. All right. Thanks for your time. Rob Anthony joining us here live. We'll talk more on the minor leagues in the pregame show. Chris, we'll visit with Brad Stout coming up in just a few minutes. Twins and the Indians game 3. Stay tuned. The pregame show is next on your home for Twins baseball.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.